Yes, you are hearing them right. Republicans all over Fox News talking about taking away your gun rights, abolishing 2A. Truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. May 26, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's been 2 days since the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and the renewed push for mass gun confiscation is back on. Chairman Biden delivered a speech singling out the gun rights movement and gun manufacturers specifically. Democrats are calling to ban the AR-15 and confiscate the ones that people already own. How are you going to do that exactly? But now even Republicans are making ridiculous responses. Some of them are calling for red flag laws where police or social workers can simply confiscate your guns indefinitely if they decide that you're dangerous. No criminal conviction needed, not even a charge. Just say someone is dangerous and bam, no more guns. Other Republicans are proposing even more ridiculous solutions, if you can imagine that even being possible. Unsurprisingly, it came from Ted Cruz, who yesterday called for turning schools into fortresses. Just have one door in and one door out with armed guards at the front door in order to stop these shootings. That's Ted Cruz's vision of a great country. Make our elementary schools look like a Chinese prison camp. And it's even dumber because it wouldn't work. What, are we going to remove the windows in our schools too? What if there's a fire? Or what about if a shooter just waits to target kids as they're leaving school, Ted? Or targets them on a school bus? And also, when we run tests, TSA doesn't actually catch weapons going through the airport. So why would school metal detectors be any better? All of this is fake and ridiculous. Here's the truth. Mass shootings in schools are not common. They are rare. They account for less than 0.5% of all the murders in this country. Our best protection against them is the fact that almost nobody actually wants to carry out a mass shooting. And our policymakers know this. They don't want to ban the AR-15 to save lives. They want to ban the AR-15 and confiscate guns because conservatives own guns. That's why. If they cared about saving lives, they'd focus on illegal handguns, which caused the vast majority of all of the murders in this country. Catching those illegal handguns doesn't require reducing the freedom of law-abiding citizens one iota, though, so they're not for that. If you really want to save lives and you're having a problem understanding how to do it, allow the Stu Peters Show to contribute a possible solution. All you have to do is use policies like stop and frisk. And when you catch a criminal with an illegal gun, you send them to prison. It's that hard. And it works. That's what they did in New York City. And it's why the murder rate there dropped 90%. From the 1990s until just a few years ago, when they got rid of stop and frisk in the name of racism, when they stopped enforcing the law and saw murders skyrocket again. That's the truth. If you want to stop murders in this country, focus on catching criminals with illegal guns and sending those criminals to prison, period. But if your real agenda is just disarming the public so they're easier to control, then yeah. Focus on banning the AR-15 and launching mass gun grabs. And of course, that's exactly what Democrats and Republicans are trying to do. Paul Holinsky is with GunsAmerica.com. We've spoken to him a lot about how to prepare for natural disasters or social upheaval. But as his website name suggests, he also knows a whole lot about guns, and he joins us now. Paul, thank you for being here.
Hi, Stu. Thanks.
Yeah, so the gun grab is on. There's, what, close to 500 million guns in this country. Are people going to just let them go? Are they going to just bend a knee and bend over and hand over their firearms?
Well, you know, the problem is that a large portion of people do just comply. You know, Donald Trump passed more federal gun laws than Obama did with his bump stock ban, which now has been challenged. But when that bump stock ban went in, Florida did it. I actually cut up my bump stocks and And I actually videotaped myself cutting out my bump stocks because it was my video that they were out there playing of the guy with the bump stock. So I actually cut up my bump stocks because they're just a toy, you know? So they really weren't an effective weapon. They had nothing to do with that Las Vegas.
Well, I don't know why you did that. I don't think I would have ever done that. But I mean, listen, if it only takes 3%, as we learned in 1776, it only takes 3% of people. Are there going to be 3% of people that are going to say, hell no, you're not taking my firearms. You're not taking away my ability to protect and defend my God-given inherent inalienable rights to liberty and property and freedom?
Well, that's the thing, Stu, and that's why I share that, because I don't want people to think that I'm this macho guy who's going to stand on a pedestal and be above you because I refuse to comply and you don't. You know, that's why I share that is that I have young kids. I'm a very public figure. Like I said, I was the guy in the bump stock video on YouTube.
I'll be the guy on the pedestal. I will not comply ever. No.
Okay. So that's why I share that, is that the reality is most of us will comply. Now, the other half of that is, are they really going to come for your guns right now? The answer is no, they can't. Most gun laws are state laws anyway, and they're not federal laws. And if there's any kind of federal ban or something, it's just not going to fly. There's no, for one thing, there's no political will for it. And it's not because of NRA. NRA, the corruption in the NRA, they lost their power long ago. The power is in we the people. And there's no political will for that right now. And it's not going to happen. That said, if you don't have an AR, if you don't have a battle rifle, if you like an FAL, if you like an AK, you know, whatever, if you don't have a nice battle rifle, you should get one. The prices are only going to go up, and the gun market's in the toilet right now. So you really, this is like the time to go buy a gun, because there's a lot of them out there, and ammo came back down to almost normal price. So if you're not well strapped, now is the time. But that doesn't mean they're going to come and pick them up right now. You have to look at what is their agenda and what are they really going to try to pull off with this? What is their political will for? Because remember, the bump stock ban had no pushback at all. No pushback from NRA, no pushback from the industry, no pushback from anyone. So where's our vulnerabilities? What has the political will? And what they want, it's number one on Biden's list, is universal background checks, because it's legal right now to sell a gun to another person in the state without requiring the federal form 4473 that gun dealers have to.
So I'm pretty sure I know the answer to the question that I'm about to ask you, but I want your perspective on this. What is the purpose for the universal background checks in reality? What is their intended outcome for implementing such an overreach?
Because, like I said, this is not a today thing. It's more that they know that there's going to be an attrition.
So you're saying
how many guns, they don't know where they are.
They're playing the long game here. That's what's happening.
It's the long game. That's exactly what it is. They know that as people die, as people sell their guns, that they're going to know where more and more and more of them are. And because they have these advanced AI components to big data used to be useless because it was simple computer programs, but now they have AI that they can set on a task, and that AI will learn the things that they even should be looking for. The AI is smarter than every chess champion that's ever been now. Even Go, they even beat the Go champions now at chess in nothing, because they're so smart. So that's what that's what they want. It's the long game. So as soon as that happens, it's just a matter of time.
So are you saying right now, for gun owners, conservatives, hunting enthusiasts, people who have guns, people who train with guns, competitively shoot or just have them for personal protection or protection of their home and their families, are you saying, because there's a lot of panic going on right now, people are seeing this all over the media, they're watching Fox News, they're proponents and pushing gun grab narratives and red flag laws and all of this other stuff. I mean, we know that red flag laws are a complete abomination. These are a total disgrace to the Constitution. These things completely overreach anything the Constitution says about 2A shall not be infringed. I mean, gun permits, the fact that I have to go and apply with my sheriff to be able to carry a gun in a concealed fashion or out in the open is completely unconstitutional. We don't only need to go not go this way anymore, but we need to go the other way. We don't need less gun rights. We actually need more than what we have right now, according to the Constitution. So this whole gun grabbing narrative to me is just a bunch of BS hogwash crap. We need to be pushing right now harder to free up law-abiding citizens to be able to carry guns and possess firearms no matter what.
That's it, Stu. They're going to implement their plan no matter what.
And No, they're not. I refuse to believe accept that. They're going to try to.
I know. And I wish I had the faith that you have. You know, yes, I know that God wins, but God has a funny sense of humor sometimes, you know? But they're going to try to implement their plan. And part of their plan are these shooting incidents. I think it's extremely suspect that someone running from the police went to a school. You know, like, was it already that he was a Manchurian candidate that if this thing even happened, the Sandy Hook, if this one actually happened, which for the benefit of the doubt, I'll say it did happen. This guy was being chased by the police. Did O.J. Simpson go to a grade school? You know, no, he didn't. He just ran. Nobody goes to a grade school running from the police. This guy had been programmed. Something had been put in him, and he's nuts. Obviously, you've seen the tranny pictures of him.
I don't know that there's any credence to the tranny pictures. I cannot independently confirm that that's an accurate depiction of who this guy was or not. What I do know is that he was an immigrant to this country. I do know that, you know, they're not bringing their best here. I do know that obviously he wasn't raised right. I do know that he was mentally deranged and ill, because if he carried out these murders against these innocent grade school children, he's a psychopath. I mean, period. And you know what? Unfortunately, guns do fall in the hands of psychopaths, but less than 0.5% of all homicides in this country, murders, are carried out with these mass shootings. Why won't the media talk about any of that? Why won't Fox News or Newsmax or OAN talk about any of these statistics? Why am I the only one out here with a huge platform telling the truth about this? I mean, we need to go the other way. And yes, God does have a sense of humor, but I don't find this funny at all. I mean, I believe that not only does God win, but it's our duty to fight here on earth while this war is being waged in the heavens right now. It's our job to fight this. We have to. We cannot let this tyrannical overreach one world government come in here from China or wherever it is infiltrating from and say, you're going to give up your guns. And then this pandemic treaty, from what I understand, actually allows other nations that are not our allies to come in here and enforce certain things if our own government refuses to do so. So can you imagine that our government says, no, you're not allowed to have guns here anymore, but we're not really going to enforce it. Well, China could say, well, we are. And they can send PLA officials and troops over here to actually enforce that law and come door to door taking our guns with a military force. I mean, this is not the time for us to start playing around with our gun rights. We have to be heels dug into the sand, bottom of the ninth, full count, runner in scoring position. This is it. This is the pitch right here. And we've got to go. We're winning right now all over the place. We're winning with Roe v. Wade, the overturning of this killing and dismembering of babies. We're seeing huge victories right now all over the place. And I think we need to put our pedal to the floor right now, foot on the gas, hardcore.
I agree, Stu. We are winning. There is a component of it that's winning. But what I said is they're going to try to execute their plan. And the reason that the media won't talk about it is because they were complicit in all of these politicians in these states, who, even the ones who are pro-gun, they're the ones who signed off on sending all of these inner city jobs to China. That's really what happened. You know, I've had some online battles with people about inner city and racial stuff and who's responsible. You know, you send, I don't care, you know, I'm from Windham, New Hampshire, okay? If you take all the jobs out of Windham, New Hampshire, and leave everyone on the street, giving them a government check, and the only way that they can get ahead in life is to deal drugs or do something illicit, I don't care who they are, they're going to break the law. They're going to try. You're always going to have the guy who used to work in the inner city, and he would be a shop foreman. He would be a floor foreman. He's not that anymore. Why? Because the shop foreman's in China, yeah, on the American machines that were shipped to China. I know someone who was involved with picking up the machines and shipping them to China. They even brought people from over here to send them to China to show them how the machines worked. This is what we've done to our country. It's a much bigger picture.
And it's been done by means of apathy and complacency and people allowing for this to happen and complying with not only COVID mandates, but then standing down in the wake of a stolen election, being fearful of going to prison. You know, I mean, all of these, asking permission from our sheriff whether or not we can carry a gun. I mean, this thing goes all the way back, all the way back. And it's time for people to say, no, I have very certain constitutional, inalienable, God-given rights, and I intend to enjoy them while I'm here. And you're not going to take them away, period. I mean, there's a lot of people out here, Paul. I know that you know that there's a lot of people out here who stand firm just like that, just like my position is. And, you know, when this thing hits their doorstep, it's going to be, there's going to be hell to pay for whoever is on it. I know that for sure. You said the gun market is in the tank right now, which means that guns are affordable. Go to GunsAmerica.com right now. GunsAmerica.com, a great sponsor here on the show. We love having you here. Not only is there guns over there, but Paul, you promised that every transaction within 50 miles of your home is absolutely free, whether you're a dealer or a private party. Plus, you have experts there breaking down and reviewing firearms. You have the Hunt 365, so if you're a hunting enthusiast, information there. Prepping information, I know that we're going to need that before too long. I mean, it's just a great resource all around GunsAmerica.com, and we appreciate you being here as a sponsor and all the information that you bring to us, Paul. Thanks for being here also today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. Take care.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
So over the last couple of days, we've been telling you a lot about magnesium and its importance to your overall health. We have a new sponsor here on the show, Magnesium Breakthrough. You can go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters to check it out. Did you know that over 50 million Americans suffer from low mood and stress and anxiety and sleepless nights because of a magnesium deficiency? I had no idea. Seriously, honestly. And I'm glad to have them on the program as a sponsor that can help all of us. So go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And if you like what you see on the website, if you feel like a magnesium supplement is right for you, and most likely it is, the majority of Americans suffer from this deficiency. Go check out all of the statistics and what magnesium can do for you. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And again, if you like what you see when you go there and do your own research, use promo code StuPeters10. StuPeters10. You'll get 10% off plus free shipping when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. It's been almost 21 years since the 9/11 attacks. In fact, the attacks are now closer to Ronald Reagan's inauguration than they are to today. But those attacks continue to fascinate people. For most people alive today, 9/11 was the single most shocking day of their lives. It was also probably the most important. I remember, and I'm sure that many of you remember, exactly where you were and what you were doing at that very moment. It changed America dramatically, and not in a good way. Thanks to 9/11, we got the war on terror. We spent billions of dollars and lost thousands of lives in Iraq and Afghanistan, and all in return for nothing. Not to mention a half dozen smaller interventions all around the world. The early 2000s were supposed to be the time that America could finally take a step back from being a global hegemon and focus on our own people and our own problems. But instead, no, we tried to play the world police. And it made us worse off, and it made the world worse off too. Thanks to 9/11, we still live with ridiculous security theater in every part of our lives. We have to take our shoes off to get on airplanes. We have to allow TSA agents to grope us at will. None of this prevents future attacks or really does anything at all. It's all just theater. But we waste billions of dollars a year on it. Thanks to 9/11, we passed the Patriot Act and handed the FBI and the NSA and the CIA dramatically expanded overreaching power and the ability to spy on us in the name of safety. Ever since 9/11, America as a society has become less free and more controlled. We've become more indebted and more terrified. We've become more obese, more addicted, and more mentally ill. But if you're at the very top of America, you've gotten rich, and things are arguably a lot better for you, better than ever, actually. With all those changes, it's not a surprise that a lot of people have wondered if there's more to the story about 9/11. There's questions floating around all over the place. I ask them almost daily. People have come up with dozens of overlapping, sometimes contradictory theories about the Pentagon, about United Flight 93, about Building 7, about whether our intel agencies or foreign countries had foreknowledge, and of course, about the destruction of the Twin Towers themselves. Ryan Dawson is one of those 9/11 truthers, and he's got a lot of questions as well. He's been digging into them, and he joins us now. Ryan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. This is still security theater.
Yeah, I mean, so many people have so many unanswered questions about that day, starting with Building 7 and United 93, the Silverstein insurance contract on the buildings. Where do you want to start? What do you think is most important for people to know?
Yeah, well, that would be a toss-up between how the post, after the attacks in Washington, D.C. and New York City, there was a biological attack of anthrax that was initially blamed on Al-Qaeda and then erroneously attached to Iraq, which helped lead to the war in Iraq. People remember they were accused of having WMDs that they didn't have, but specifically the weapons of mass destruction they were accused of having, one of those was anthrax, supposedly on mobile weapons labs, and they were attached to September 11th. And a lot of people my age signed up to join the military thinking that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. He did not. The other important one is the Pentagon strike, which is where you'll find the most sort of asinine theories about 9/11 to sort of kookify looking into that, because that strike leads back to a paper trail to Saudi intelligence, as well as our own vice president refusing to shoot down the plane that he had two attempts before it hit the Pentagon, and he refused to do that. That implicates our own government. Yeah, so those are the two.
I mean, we all remember the footage, the scene of President Bush was reading a book to a classroom, you know, full of
my
students,
goat,
young
yes.
children. And, you know, the whispering came into his ear about what was going on. You know, do you believe, Ryan, I mean, just cut to the chase here. Do you believe that Bush or anybody else in our government had foreknowledge that this was going to happen?
When you broaden it to anybody else in our government, absolutely. The CIA knew, and we know that they knew, because they had tracked at least two 9/11 hijackers to an Al-Qaeda summit meeting in Malaysia. That was Khalid al-Mihdhar and Nawaf al-Hazmi, who were on Flight 77. They spent the night with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, KSM, the mastermind of September 11th, who is related to Ramzi Youssef, who attacked the World Trade Center in 1993 with a truck bomb. And they refused to share this data with the FBI. And these men ended up living with their real names in California. We now have video footage of them meeting with a Saudi operative named Omar Bayoumi. There was another man named Osama Basnan who helped them buy an apartment, not help them, bought them an apartment, lived with them, gave them logistical support, financial support. They got financial support from Prince Haifa through that's Bandar Bush. And they sent it to Nobi Dalkett, the wife of Bayoumi, who then was giving it to 9/11 hijackers. And that all could have been traced back if the CIA had shared its information or at least just acted on the information that it had.
Yeah, was the CIA sharing this information with the media? I mean, we've seen the BBB or the BBC footage of Building 7. How did the media have foreknowledge about this stuff? How could they have predicted the buildings collapsing, Building 7 specifically?
Well, that's actually the weaker argument compared. There's a Fox and a CBS reporting on Building 7 as well before the BBC. The BBC was reacting. They said it has fallen or is falling. And they were, that was basically a confusion on how New Yorkers tend to talk, like that building's gone. That means it's as good as gone. It's not actually gone. And it fell. But there was a 20-minute gap there. And it was mysterious as to the nature of how the building fell. But to me, plenty of people have done deep dives on the physics of 9/11 and how fast this thing should collapse or not. But what's astounding to me is with all the attention paid on that, very few people know that a team of foreign nationals were caught and arrested and thrown in jail for 10 years in a sting operation in Tennessee, who serendipitously were arresting them on false IDs, found when they arrested them on a man named Sakir Hamad had on his person a pass to do work in the World Trade Center dated September 5th. They were working on the fire prevention systems. Of course, they weren't really working on the fire prevention systems. They were sabotaging the fire prevention systems. So you maximize the damage of fire and or truck bombs, which there's evidence of that as well, if your sprinkler systems do not come on, and they did not come on.
So
they're all foreign nationals. The leader fled to Jerusalem. The rest went to prison. They're also renting Aero trucks, which were re-outfitted for moving companies who were also caught on September 11th, celebrating the attacks.
So how big of a role did Israel play in this?
Well, it seems they at minimal had foreknowledge because the Israelis they had several front companies that were living next door to 9/11 hijackers, wherever the hijackers would go. So with the Israelis, Mohammed Atta had like 16 different addresses. And so it's a little bit more than a coincidence. If somebody's following them around that many times, they must have some idea what they're up to. And their biggest screw up was three of their men who worked for a company called Urban Moving Systems were seen celebrating in Doric Tower across the Hudson River in New Jersey. It's on a higher altitude, so it had a clear shot of where the towers used to be. And their names were Sivan Kersberg, Paul Kersberg, and Yaron Schmel. And they picked up two other Israelis later in the day. They're often known as the five dancing Israelis. It's actually three of them at Doric, two of them at the White Glove who got picked up later. But Paul and Sivan are brothers. Sivan was the driver. When he got pulled over, first words out of his mouth are, "We're not your problem. The Palestinians are the problem." Just unprovoked, started blaming things on Palestinians. But they were celebrating the attacks and had cameras in place. And there's eyewitnesses putting them there prior to the first plane hitting. A lot of people assume that the most famous witness, whose name is Maria Septinrelli, she's the one that called the police, and she's in a documentary thing, but she was actually not the first person to see them there. She's just the one that told on them. Other witnesses that you can see in the FBI transcripts, we did FOIA requests to have this, had seen their van parked there prior to the first plane hitting. So they didn't just race over there after a plane hit and start filming. They were waiting there for it to happen. And they stayed there until a second plane hit, as if they knew, oh, more's coming, don't leave yet. And they're flicking lighters and high-fiving and hugging each other and who would do that? If even if you had no clue what it was, you know, an airplane full of people and whoever was in the tower just died. Why would that be funny or something to celebrate? They were celebrating as they sit thinking, yeah, now America is going to pummel our enemies because this is all going to be blamed on them. There's no way they did. And they're also sharing telecommunications networks and things. And they were shielding Al-Qaeda from local law enforcement. Anything Israel does is taboo. I mean, the U.S. will not even admit that there is an area of the world that has racial colonization, that they just bulldoze down homes. And believe me, I don't think like this. And I don't say this is Jews or anything. These are fanatics. Same with Al-Qaeda. They're not, they are Muslim technically, but they're fanatics. You know, the Zionists in Israel have a policy of, you know, ethnic purity. Only the chosen ones can live on this land and say, God gave it to me. And they murder Palestinians. They bombed Syria 3 days ago. You won't find a single U.S. paper talking about that. I mean, what would happen if Syria or Iran bombed Israel? It would be in every paper all day long. But Israel can attack their neighbors with impunity because they have a very strong lobby in D.C. and they have a very large bribery and blackmail ring, a little bit of which started to get uncovered recently with Jeffrey Epstein. And as soon as that didn't lead to Donald Trump, that was the end of that story.
So I've got I've got a couple questions here of my own that I want to, one specifically that I want to get answered, but then I've got some questions from Telegram of people that knew that I was going to be speaking with you today. Are you good with that?
Sure.
Okay. So my question is this multi-billion-dollar Silverstein insurance policy on the trade centers. Is that a coincidence?
Well, I mean, he can weasel out of that because it had, the Port Authority had just recently sold it. And do you know who tried to buy it? It was Charles Kushner. But he ended up going to prison because of the honey trap that he had set on his own brother-in-law. But Charles Kushner was deep into that too. But Silverstein trying to double on insurance, it's not that unusual for him to buy terrorism insurance when the World Trade Centers had been attacked in 1993 by terrorists. So that's something you'd want to get. It's a little weaselly for you to say, well, I want double the money because technically it was two different attacks. It's like, no, man, they're like an hour apart. That's one attack. And he didn't get the money. So, it didn't matter.
Michael,
but that from, guy, that, there's plenty of dirt on Silverstein anyway, so you don't need to invent things.
Michael from Telegram says, Stu, as an experienced firefighter, I'd like to know if he could explain how a pancake collapse of the towers that large could occur. I'd like him to explain how we as firefighters determine a collapse zone of a building that size. I would also like him to explain how steel bends when it becomes molten and how magically the building did not fall out into Manhattan, causing massive catastrophic loss, even greater than what we saw that day. Just a few questions to get it rolling. Have a great day, my friend.
Well, as I said before, there's several different things happening. You had the fire prevention systems that have been sabotaged. You have an airplane slamming into the building, and you have truck bombs in the basement. That's enough. The steel wasn't molten. There's molten metal. That's not molten steel. There's a lot of other metals in the building, and steel loses the majority of its tensile strength at lower temperatures than even a normal fire without any jet fuel could do that. That's why you've seen the Plasco building, the upper half of the Madrid building, and other buildings that have fallen definitely from fire do fall downwards. They don't tip over like a tree, like timber, and fall into Manhattan. Gravity pulls down, and when things fall, that's the direction they go.
All of it is really sick. ANCReport.com for everything 9/11, free movies, Fitzgerald, all of it. Mm-hmm. All things anti-neocon. Ryan Dawson, thank you so much for
I'm
coming.
I'm censored really everywhere, so that's so the are only we. Place so, you'll find it.
So are we. Well, you're not censored here, and that counts. Biggest, by the way, alternative media platform in the world right now. So there you go. We're out here
Excellent.
With you. ANC.com, everybody go there. Ryan Dawson, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
The U.S. military got completely humiliated in Afghanistan. I mean, that's common knowledge. We keep lowering our standards for physical fitness and academic preparedness. At our service academies, they care more about diversity and winning football games than they do about turning out officers who can actually, win wars. China is expanding its Navy and Air Force and fielding state-of-the-art high-tech weaponry. Meanwhile, here in the United States, we're rolling out maternity flight suits and changing the rules to send more women into combat. But just when you think that things can't get more pathetic, our military goes and proves everyone wrong. A couple of days ago, National File reported that at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, the on-base library held a drag queen story time for children on the base. I'm not kidding. Look, quote, "We're celebrating Pride Month at the Ramstein Library with drag queen story time. Join us with special guest reader Stacy Teed. Make sure to wear your brightest and most colorful outfits." That's from the Facebook ad. This is our military in 2022. Drag queens and tranny soldiers and maternity flight suits and kicking out all of the actual soldiers with vaccine mandates and political purges. Meanwhile, Biden is preparing to drag us into a world war by sending $40 billion to pagan neo-Nazi war criminals in Ukraine. I mean, we're setting the stage here for our largest war in decades, and we're doing our best to make sure that when it happens, we get completely destroyed. You just have to wonder, is it complete incompetence or is it somehow intentional? Deanna Lorraine has been looking into all of this, and she joins us now. Deanna, thank you so much for being here. I can't. I'm sorry.
It's sad to be here under these conditions. I mean, you can't make this up. I thought this was made up. I was hoping this was satire, Stu. And then sure enough, it's real. This is
National
actually
File.
Happening.
It's not the Babylon Bee. I mean, this is happening at Ramstein Air Force Base. Our best and brightest, our soldiers, are now hosting freak show trannies on base. Yeah. On base.
Right. So they're doing their best to piss all over, make a mockery of, desecrate, castrate every last bastion of conservative values, patriotism, and masculinity. That's all this is making a complete mockery of the military, saying, hey, this is now a joke, because it is. I mean, come on. You have now talked about they're going through diversity and inclusion training, spending more time having the Army walk in red high heels, and now going to drag queen story hours than actually training for the mission, training in the military to protect our country, like what we're supposed to do. And it's really sad to me because the military used to be something that young boys would look forward to joining and be proud to be a part of. And now it's a complete laughingstock, just like our country under Biden. I mean, they've managed to make it one big joke. And again, I say, you know, kids jumping on the laps of pedophiles that probably have boners is not how they're going to prepare for the military. And that's not a type of icon that they should be looking up to also.
Yeah. When you grow up looking forward to going in the military, this is not what this is. The boners on the laps of pedophiles is probably not what you envision.
It's not. And then here's another thing that's wild this week. Thank you, the North Face, you know, the North Face, who has, you know, camping gear, typically catered to conservatives. They're also, they've just tapped a big drag queen called Patagonia for their face. So there's a drag queen for the face of the North Face now.
Patty
because
Bonia.
They're wanting to Patagonia. You
Patty,
like it?
No. Patty Bonia.
Yeah, there we go. Patty Bonia. And that's more like it. And they're because they want to make the outdoors more inclusive to all. And they want to welcome trannies to the outdoors. I mean, I didn't know that bears and the wildlife were judging people outside, but maybe they should. Maybe there shouldn't be trannies out there, but I digress. This is what it's come to. Every last bastion, from the Boy Scouts to the military, Patagonia and the North Face, every company or group or organization that held a little bit of patriotism or, conservative values has now been just shit on. It's disgusting. It's become a mockery, and there's nothing left. You know, there's nothing really left. You see China, they're bolstering their military. And look at the U.S. Look at what we're doing. How are we going to be taken seriously anymore?
Well, we're not a serious country anymore at all. Actually,
we're the laughing stock. That's the agenda.
Yes, absolutely. And this is Marxism. That's what this is. I mean, it's written in history books, and history will repeat itself if you don't stop it. Just like they will keep stealing elections, like what we saw the other day in Georgia. They're going to keep stealing elections until we stop them. They're going to keep forcing vaccines that we don't want or we don't need or that are dangerous and likely to kill us until we stop them. They're going to force us to wear masks, and they're going to indoctrinate our kids with poisonous critical race theory nonsense until we stop them. So the idea here is that they just see this system of unchecked balances where there just is no accountability whatsoever, and they can do whatever they want with impunity. And it's being empowered and bolstered by the fact that we now don't have a police force in this country that's willing to stand up for it. None of these people are enforcing laws anymore. They're checking coffee cups to make sure that there's really coffee in it, so if you have your mask down or something. They're making sure that you don't violate, that you don't disrupt any pride. But by the way, Pride Month, Pride parades are canceled, right? Didn't I hear that? They're canceled because of the monkeypox spread, because all these homos that are anal banging are now like spreading this disgusting thing that creates sores and lesions all over the place.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard that they're canceled, but you would think that they would be canceled. Because,
It needs to be. I'm calling for it. If it hasn't been canceled, I'm calling for canceling Pride Month and the Pride Parade and any Pride events in the name of public health and safety. We can't have all these queers that participate in hundreds of different sexual partner anal sex all over the place spreading this stuff around. We can't have that. It's not safe.
It's not safe. And by the way, I just want to add too that there was just a poll released that showed that 40% of Republicans believe that teachers can groom or influence a child's gender and sexuality through this kind of gender and sexuality curriculum and drag queen story hour type ordeals. Why isn't that number 99.9% with Republicans? Why is it only 40% that believe that teachers and drag queen story hours can influence a child's gender, sexuality, and confusion? That's what I want to know. And why aren't more Democrats believing this? It doesn't matter. This shouldn't cross political lines, because people, teachers, leaders, media absolutely can affect a child's gender and confuse the hell out of them.
They're just godless people, Deanna. That's what they are. They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats. They're just godless people. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. It's always entertaining. God bless you.
Thanks, Stu. I'll talk to you soon.
A lot of you probably woke up this morning and needed that shot of caffeine, that cup of coffee, before you were able to interact with anybody and make any sense out of what people were babbling or read anything or just turn your brain on. Maybe you hit the snooze button a few more times. No more. You don't need to. Brain supplements that are completely safe, totally legal, and non-addictive can be found at dominanceondemand.com. This is like a light switch, boom, for your brain. Take in all of the information that's coming in at lightning speed and be able to process it. Your peripheral brain energy will be absolutely unbelievable. I'm telling you right now. Go to dominanceondemand.com. Again, dominanceondemand.com. And don't forget, every single Stu Peters show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management, the independent fiduciary that can protect you against the government theft and these tax hikes and all this hyperinflation. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. I got to get out of here. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,